today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, people go about their day without giving their attention. Some go through the day without paying attention to things of great importance. How many great opportunities have you missed out on because you didn't give your attention? Yes, I said give your attention. Do you realize how important your attention is to Walmart, to movie theaters, to clothing stores, to sporting events, and many other vendors? How important is your attention to you? Who or what do you give your attention to? Do you take the time to invest your attention into things that'll add value to your life? Do you pay attention to you? Do you give your attention to your health and welfare? You can have all the money, homes, cars, jewelry, friends, and other things that make life pleasurable, but if you don't give your attention to what meets your true needs, you will not be able to enjoy the abundant life. In Acts chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, it is written, "And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. This certain lame man, who was carried to the temple and laid at the gate called Beautiful, had an expectation of receiving something. What he asked for, Peter and John did not have. What he asked for was not what he really needed. It was what he settled for. What he asked for wouldn't have assisted him in the area of his true need, his health and welfare. He gave them his attention with an expectation of exchange. He did not look away when he was asked by Peter to look at them in Acts chapter 3, verse 4. God has asked you to look to him. Are you looking to him? Are you looking at him or looking to someone else to meet your need? Do you expect to receive something from him? After sharing with the man to look at them, Peter shared with him, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I will give to you.' I'm sure the man had no idea what he would give him, but he still gave his attention expecting to receive something. Peter went on to say to the man, 'In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' The man gave his attention and received more than he had asked for. He received what he really needed, the ability to walk. What about you? Will you give your attention this week and receive what you really need? Today, give your attention and live the abundant life. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.